Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Donna. We had a little technical difficulties, and the show, instead of beginning at 3 o'clock, said I couldn't come on the air until 3:30, so here I am. I'm happy to be with you today. It's a beautiful day here in New Jersey, and I hope it's beautiful wherever you guys are and wherever you're listening from. Today we're going to talk about just some basic essential oils that will help us with our skin. This show is not just for ladies, it's for men too. Men want to look great and feel great and have their skin nice and toned and firm. And so that's what we're going to talk about today, lighten it up just a little bit. And I was going to mention my own blend that you can find on soulfulforyou.com, S-E-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, the number 4, the letter U. It's anti-wrinkle, but it could also be called anti-aging. And as we proceed through the show, you'll understand why I chose the essential oils in this that I did. It has a combination of patchouli, frankincense, rose, myrrh, lavender, carrot seed, and rosewood. Now, I myself am not a particular fan of the scent of carrot seed, but with all of these other wonderful scented oils with it, I don't even smell it. And as we go along, you'll see why it had to be included. And this is something that you add onto your skin with the carrier oil. You know, my favorite is the fractionated coconut oil, but we'll talk about some of the other oils today a little later in the show that you can use with the essential oils, especially where we're talking about specifically for the skin, the face, the neck, the décolletage, and maybe, you know, all over. Myself, I probably use this, I would say, about 3 or 4 times a week. And when you go to bed, I mean, it just smells so wonderful. And they all have a pretty high frequency, especially rose, which we know has the highest frequency. And so that's got to be a good way to go to sleep and have all the angels and the light and the blessings be with us as we rest. So, carrot seed. Let's start with that one. And the reason why I use that, as I had said, it rejuvenates the skin. It helps to smooth it, but also it regenerates your cells, and this is what will help to fade scars, okay, and improve the tone of your skin. So let's just say if you have old acne scars left over from your younger years, or even a lot of times in middle age with the hormones kicking in, we can get acne again, and sometimes, you know, we can pick at them even though we know we shouldn't. This is an oil that will help to fade those scars, maybe a little burn scar that you might have on your hand, that type of thing. So, you know, and the fact that it improves the tone of your skin at any age. You know, we don't want to wait until our skin becomes, you know, showing age. We want to keep it looking youthful and vibrant. So carrot seed is in there. Frankincense. Now, this is an old friend of ours that we've talked about in terms of Bible passages and its frequency levels, and it has such an antibacterial and anti-inflammatory you know, molecules to it, and that's one of the reasons why it is also of great benefit to your skin. This also is ideal for acne-prone skin. It's also a natural toner, And you know, ladies and gents, as we get a little older, a lot of times our pores can kind of start to show a little bit more than we would like. And frankincense really helps with your pores and evening your skin tone. It also helps protect your cells and your renewal cell growth. So it also, because of this, it also will reduce wrinkles. It tightens the skin, and it also, along with carrot seed, reduces the appearance of scars. So here again, essential oils are no different than prescription meds or different things that are out there. More than one can attach and do the same things. It's finding what works for you. So sometimes when you have a nice little blend, mine, by the way, is only $20. It's a lot of powerful oils in that to take care of your skin. So frankincense, it also will help to soothe your dry, chapped skin. So especially for those of you that are going to be in the colder climate all too quickly, this is an oil that will also help with soothing that. Geranium essential oil. I think I touched upon this a bit maybe last week. Geranium essential oil, also, it smells like roses. It really does. It's less expensive as pure rose oil, but it also has its own healing properties, and it helps to regulate your oil production and reduce acne breakouts. So whether you're young, in between, or aging gracefully, this is something that if you have oily skin, the T-zone area, other parts of your body, this is a great oil that will help with that regulating of that oil production. It also helps to tighten the skin, reduce the appearance of wrinkles. But the other thing that I love about geranium is that it helps with your blood circulation. You know, so let's just say that you have broken capillaries on your nose, or you have bruising or burns or cuts, and anywhere in your body, geranium essential oil. I mean, I'm amazed at all the things that this wonderful smelling oil does. So, not to be taken lightly, but I mean, elasticity tightens, reduces wrinkles or appearance of wrinkles. It promotes blood circulation. It helps to heal bruises, burns, cuts, dermatitis. Therefore, it's really great for eczema, ringworm, and other skin conditions. It's amazing. But here again, pure, authentic, organic, therapeutic grade is a must if you're going to get the best, results. Now, if I could only have one oil in the whole wide world, my favorite of favorites is lavender. And this is my opinion. Everyone has their own opinion, but for myself, I love it. I use it so much. I love the smell. I love the fact that it helps you relax. It helps your body with stress, as we talked about last week in the exotica with, just preparing yourself for sex or lovemaking and just wonderful times. I mean, lavender does all of that, as we've talked about, but it also helps to regenerate your skin cells. So this makes it great for more mature skin, sunspots, and scarring. But here again, this oil just works with all kind of skin types. I mean, it's also, as you, anyone, you know, I use it in a lot of my cleaning that I solutions that I make up around the house and whatnot, and it's just a great oil. Lemon essential oil is also a great oil. It helps to reduce the appearance of pores. It can be a bit of an astringent. I guess I would caution that I would not apply this during the day, like first thing in the morning if you're going out. Lemon essential oil and the sun's rays, not too good of a match. So if you do use it in the morning, you're going out, please, please make sure that you're using sunscreen as well. I mean, we should all be doing that anyway. Even in the dead of winter, we should always have our sunscreen on when we go out. But if I were looking to use this, I think that my own preference, I would use it in the evening to help with those pores and, like I said, as a bit of an astringent. Myrrh also is great for fine lines and wrinkles. It also helps to heal sun damage, rashes, and eczema, chapped skin. Neroli, this is another oil that's great for oily, sensitive, and mature skin. It helps smooth fine lines, sagging skin. It has a natural chemical in it called, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, tril, which helps to regenerate your cells. So this makes it also an excellent oil at preventing and healing stretch marks. So, and it's safe to use. So it's good at preventing and healing stretch marks, and it has antiseptic properties that also help to balance oil production. Patchouli is also great for aging skin. It promotes new cell growth. It also has antiseptic and antifungal and antibacterial properties. So this is an oil that you could use on eczema, any type of dermatitis, psoriasis, and acne. And rose oil, of course, as we know, it's the highest frequency oil. It's great for dry or aging skin. It has several therapeutic compounds that help promote healing, antimicrobial, anti-inflammatory. It also helps to refine your skin texture and tone. So it's helpful with managing conditions such as psoriasis and dermatitis. There was a study done, and now this I got off of the internet, so I have not tracked down the study myself. I usually don't share information that I have not checked out 100%, but I found it interesting that there was a study that was done that claims that inhaling rose essential oil helps to inhibit water loss in the skin and lowers the concentration of the stress hormone cortisol in the body. Now, I can speak to that. I know that rose essential oil, it does lower your stress hormones, and it does have a profound impact on your body and on your skin. I don't want to speak firmly about the water loss of it inhibiting water loss, but I can do some more research on that and get back to you on that. And, of course, that was just one study, so I would like to bring that to your attention. Tea tree oil, as we know, a lot of our acne products and whatnot have this oil in it, but it's also antibacterial, and because of that, it wards off the bacteria that helps to cause acne. It also helps with regulating your oil production, and it helps to maybe, you know, tamp down a bit on the amount of breakouts that you get. An old favorite, Yang Yang. you know, we talked about this one at length last week, and one of the reasons why it's also so good for being close with your honey and whatnot is, you know, because of its rich, you know, fragrance. But it also helps to control oil production, and it also minimizes breakouts. Myself, I'm not a fan of the smell of tea tree essential oil. I do use it in my home cleaning products. I will use it, you know, should I see a bump, I'll put just a smidge of that on there. But a yang for somebody that maybe doesn't want the scent of tea tree, the yang yang will do the same thing, and it's also great for every skin type. So we talked about 10 of the top essential oils for skincare, and there's a nice graph like, geranium is great for acne, aging, oiliness, scars, dryness, elasticity, whereas the yang yang is good for aging, oiliness, dryness, and elasticity. So I guess somebody could say, well, gee, you know, how does it help with oil production as well as dryness? For anybody who understands acnegenic skin, people are sometimes afraid to put oil on their skin because they think it's going to make it worse. And basically, though, it's been determined that a lot of times people will have breakouts because their skin is missing oils and it needs the oils. And it's the skin's way of overcompensating for the lack of oil underneath the top dermis. So that's why you can have a product or an essential oil like what we're talking about that can help with oiliness as well as dryness. There you have it. You know, geranium is good for all of them. Lavender, my favorite, is good for all of those. And I think I will try to, I will definitely get that on my Facebook page so that if you just want kind of like a quick little guide to see what those particular oils are great for, I'll put that up on my Facebook page. Now, everybody hears me talk about the fractionated coconut oil. It is one of my favorites. There are times that I've mixed my essential oils with pure vitamin E oil. It's usually one teaspoon of a carrier oil to one drop of an essential oil. And it's usually, I would say, a teaspoon is usually about 10 drops, give or take. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't make it more concentrated and add, you know, extra drops of essential oils. But remember, these are very powerful, and a little goes a long way. But there's nothing wrong with adding in a little bit more if you, you know, feel you need to. Now, let's start with jojoba oil. It's a light oil. It's easily absorbed. It also is an oil that tricks your skin into producing less oil. So if you have oily skin or if it's acne prone or subject to, you know, blackheads, that type of thing, jojoba oil might be an oil that you would want to mix with your facial essential oil and to see, you know, how that feels, how that works. Rosehip oil, it's a drier oil. What I like about this oil is that it penetrates deep into the layers of your skin. So it increases your collagen production. And as we know, collagen is one of the things that we need to keep our skin from looking saggy, keep it plumped up and youthful. But this oil is also great with vitamin C, omega-3s, omega-6, fatty acids, which also helps to heal scar tissue. It also it's high retinoic acid, which helps to reduce the appearance of wrinkles and brightens the skin. So this is an oil that I have started to use a bit. My favorite is the fractionated coconut, but this sometimes, you know, we like to sometimes try something a little different that smells a little different. That's just how we are. And this is an oil that is really great, where it really penetrates under the, you know, the layers of your skin. And this might be an oil that you might want to use. And even more is the winter and whatnot is upon us. I'm sighing because castor oil is sometimes a recommendation. It's not a favorite of mine. It doesn't mean that some of you won't find its benefits. It's anti-inflammatory and antibacterial. So it's great for breakout-prone skin. It's high in unsaturated fatty acids. This has your vitamin E, proteins, minerals. It helps reduce acne-causing bacteria and inflammation. It also is known to help heal with discoloration and scars. What I don't like about it is that it's thick. And if you use it, you probably might want to consider using a thinner oil along with it, like the fractionated, you know, coconut oil. But, you know, I don't want my own particular taste to, you know, be the factor for you guys. I'm here to just deliver the information. So some of you, you might love it. I'm not a fan, but I don't have breakout-prone skin. And I wish I had known about it when I was younger. I probably would be feeling differently about it. But I think it's just too thick. And, you know, but if you want to take the time and mix it with something else that's thinner to help thin it out a bit, then, you know, do so. Another oil just to mention is hemp seed oil. This helps to reduce the size of your pores. It also helps to eliminate blackheads and acne. It protects from free radicals. It also improves elasticity. It's also great. It's a great anti-inflammatory. So, like, if you have eczema or psoriasis or, you know, it, this may be a good carrier oil to use. This also penetrates deeper under the layers of your skin. It's a very dry oil. It does need to be refrigerated after you open it. So, you know, once it's open, it has to be in the fridge. Pours, if you do that in your kitchen, you know, over a hot, you know, bowl of water with the steam and your essential oils in it, you know, you might want to use this. It's or maybe wait and use it in the hotter months, where it would maybe be a little more refreshing on your skin. Tamanu oil, it's a little bit like rosehip. It helps to heal broken skin, repair sun damage, acne. It also has anti-inflammatory, antibiotics, and antioxidant properties. So, you know, that is also another oil that you could use as a carrier oil. You know, so just to kind of recap a bit, for general purposes, the best essential oils for skin conditions are frankincense, lavender, peppermint, tea tree, and sandalwood. I guess my next bit would be geranium, marjoram, cypress, myrrh, orange, rosemary, and yang yang. All would be good to have, you know, to help with skin conditions. Calluses. If you have calluses, one of the oils that I would recommend would be oregano. Calluses is that thick, flat skin that sometimes you find, you know, on your feet. So oregano is good for that. As I mentioned earlier, myrrh, it's great for chapped and cracked skin. And, of course, we get that because there's a lack of natural skin oils, and the soaps and the products that we use on our skin can dry it out, and this oil is very good for it. Corns, we know we get these sometimes from ill-fitting shoes or whatever. Clove is good. I like a mixture of peppermint and grapefruit. It's also very effective, but and those smell wonderful. So I think everybody has heard me say I have to have some of the best smelling feet in town because I use this stuff. I'm one of those. I get my pedicures even in the dead of winter because I like my feet and all to look and feel right, even just for me. When your skin is dehydrated, to assist with the water that you should be drinking, geranium and lavender, it's also great to add these two oils to your moisturizer, because it just will help, you know, keep it looking fresh. And here again, if the winter months are, you know, rapidly too soon upon us, these two oils would be great. For my parents out there that still have babies in diapers, lavender oil and chamomile, very great, very gentle on your baby's bottom. And here again, use with a carrier oil and just try just a little smidge on your baby to make sure that they don't have a reaction. I'm running out of time. Oh, wow. You know what? I will, maybe I'll just pick up with this little bit left off. I want to talk about fungal and eczema and whatnot, and I'll add that on to next week's show. But thank you for listening. Please feel free to write to me at soulfulforyou@gmail.com. Please visit my website, soulfulforyou.com, like my Facebook page. Also check me out with angelcoaches.org. I mean, we are just doing and planning, and we've got so many wonderful things in the works. And I think I'm going to get ready to get cut off. So have a wonderful, blessed week. Take care.